So those of you that aren't Pathfinders, so today our sermon is for the Pathfinders. So if you aren't, you're welcome to listen in. So, and if you want to open your Bible, most of our texts are going to come from 1 Samuel chapter 17. Today's sermon is actually, I didn't write it, it's an adaptation from a sermon presented by a gentleman called Pastor Andre Reyes at the 2022 International Pathfinder Camporee held in the United Arab Emirates. So if you didn't get to go, so this is an adaptation from the first night's presentation. Before we get started, let's have a prayer. Father in heaven, we are so grateful for your word and scripture, and as we dig into it today, I ask that you make me small and you big. So I ask that you you speak through these ideas and these words in the scripture. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'd like you guys to imagine for a moment that you're on the front row of the Staples Center in Los Angeles watching a game by the Los Angeles Lakers. The announcer comes on and announces that the best player of the team, so LeBron James, wants to play a one-on-one with a fan. And no one dares to come forward. So you, who've never played basketball, raise your hand. I'll go. Everyone's amazed and immediately thinks to themselves of this great defeat that's going to happen and how humiliated you're going to be. Or imagine that you are at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon. You've come to watch Usain Bolt, the fastest man alive in the 100 meter, and he's going to try and break his record of 9.58 seconds in the 100-meter dash. And suddenly, the announcer comes on the horn and says that Mr. Bolt would like to race one fan one-on-one. Nobody stands up. And finally, you have this habit. You stand and volunteer, despite having asthma and never run anywhere in your life. Everyone's amazed and thinks to themselves, you don't stand a chance. And you don't. So now come with me to a battlefield and analyze the dimensions of this warrior who is challenging God's people. His name's Goliath. We use that name to talk about big today. He has two surnames. One is a terrible giant, so Goliath the terrible giant, and the other is broken bones. You find both of those. His personal record up to that point is he's not lost a single match, and everyone who's fought him has never fought again. So let's look at his information. So Goliath was extraordinarily tall. We know that, right? His height in scripture here, it says he was 6 cubits in a span. A cubit is the measurement between your elbow and the end of your finger, about 18 inches. And a span is the length of your hand. So 6 cubits in a span. It's about 9.5 feet, depending on whose arm you're using. He had a coat of mail, scale armor, made out of bronze. It weighed 5,000 shekels. You guys use shekels in your everyday measurements? Certainly Mrs. Hartzell's taught you how to use shekels in math, right? No? No? Okay. We don't use shekels anymore. So that doesn't make a lot of sense. Maybe this would make more sense. His coat of mail weighed 125 pounds. So it's a heavy coat.